Hello everyone, SS. This is 8 November 3 Fox. 8 November 3 Fox. How do you copy me? Over.
8 November 3 Fox. This is November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra. Over. Got you loud and clear.
Okay, 8 SS. This is 8 November 3 Fox. Good morning to you, Sunny. This is scheduled contact of Hanazono Elementary School in Japan. Today, control operator is Cass. Nice to meet you, Sunny. Registered question. Please listen carefully. Sunny?
This is Yuno. Why did you want to become a master, Oba?
Hello, Yuno. Well, I wanted to do some exploring. When I was growing up, we used to go camping and climbing in the mountains quite a bit, and I always loved to explore, so I tried to find a job that would let me explore. And being an astronaut, you get to do a little exploring and hopefully be exploring beyond our Earth and going back to the Moon, and maybe Mars. Over.
This is Yuki. Do you sometimes have argument with other astronauts, over?
Hi, Yuki. Well, sometimes we have arguments, but usually we just discuss and actually end up laughing quite a bit over dinner. Over.
This is Wako. How do you deal with carbon dioxide there, over?
Hi, Wako. Carbon dioxide is a little bit of a problem, but we have two pieces of equipment, one Russian and one American. The Russian is called Bazook, and the American is called Sidra, and they scrub the carbon dioxide out of the air, and so we don't have to breathe it. Over.
This is Haruka. Can you keep animals in space? Over.
Haruka, I think we can keep animals in space. We don't have any mammals up here. I think we have small worms and some insects up here, and they're able to live with no problem. But hopefully one day we'll have a couple more mammals up here which we can live with. Over.
This is Makoto. Can you see the forest destruction and the desertification from space? Over.
Hi, Makoto. Well, as a matter of fact, you can see that type of stuff. You can easily see where humans live on the planet. It's obvious where any type of large planting or large change in the natural forest or any type of landmarks have changed by humans. Over.
This is Miyuki. What is beautiful in space? Over.
Hi, Miyuki. There's so much beautiful in space up here. It's amazing. Looking out the window and looking at our beautiful planet, it's very special. It's so nice to see all of the landmass and all the water without any borders of other countries. It's also beautiful to go to look out into space, into the darkness, and see the bright stars and the beautiful moon. Over.
This is Eriko. Can you tell when it is night or morning in space? Over.
Hi, Eriko. Well, yes and no. If you're in a module that has no windows, it's hard to tell. And so when we sleep, we don't have the windows open, and it's easy to just turn off the lights and make it nighttime. But if you're where the window is, we see 16 sunrises and sunsets a day, and we see a bright light in the daytime and a dark outside at the night. Over.
This is Kyosuke. Is it tiring to float? Over.
Hi, Kyosuke. Actually, it's not tiring to float at all. I think the only tiring thing about floating is actually trying to go to sleep. It took me quite a while to figure that out, to be able to relax and not try to hold my head up or hold my back up, and that got tiring. But otherwise, floating is just like swimming, floating in the ocean, potentially, or flying like a bird without having to flap your wings. Over.
This is Keiko. What would you do when you are sick or get injured? Over.
Hi, Keiko. That's a great question. Well, we take a little medical training. Each of us, the three of us that are up here, have some medical training, and so we're able to treat each other, and we have medical kits up here. If we have a really bad situation, we have a lifeboat, rescue vehicle called Soyuz, which we could get into and come back to Earth. Over.
This is Ikumi. What is convenient and what is not in a gravity-free space? Over.
Hey, Kumi, well, it's an interesting question. It's convenient to work upside down or on the ceiling or on the floor because you don't, all of those words don't really mean anything. All you have to do is turn your body and you can work any way. So any position, you know, nothing overhead is hard to reach. But secondly, if you are dealing with things that have are small, like a little bolt or little screws or paper, it's hard to keep that contained because it likes to float away and fly away from you. Over.
This is Hiroshi. Is it true that meteorites are flying around in space? Over.
Hi, Hiroshi. Yes, it is true. There are micrometeorites flying in space all the time. Little pieces of metal flying around. But luckily, we have meteorite protection on the space station, meteorite protection on our spacesuits, and so we are okay to be living in that type of atmosphere. Over.
This is Sunny. Do you have any hot spacesuit? Over.
Hi, Sayumi. As a matter of fact, we do have some hot space food. I had hot and sour soup the other night. We have some wasabi up here right now. And by the way, we're right over Japan right now. We can see you out the window. Over.
This is Wako. Do you miss the Earth? Over.
Hi, Wako. Yes, I do miss the Earth because I miss my family and, of course, I miss my dog down there. And it looks like it's nighttime in Japan, so if you guys are, anybody is outside, maybe they can see us because we should be flying over right now. Over.
This is Yuki. What smell do you have at the space station? Over.
Hi, Yuki. That's a very interesting question. There are all sorts of smells up here, ranging from our food to the different metals to some of the materials that we're working with. So there's all sorts of good and bad smells up here. Over.
This is Yuno. Where do you throw away trash? Over.
Hi, you know, we have a vehicle up here called the Progress, which is sort of like a truck, and it brings all sorts of stuff to us, fresh fruit and vegetables, as well as science experiments and supplies. When we're finished unpacking it, we put our trash in there, and it undocks from the space station and then burns up in, as it enters into the atmosphere, and so it all just goes away. Over.
This is Miyuki. What is the future plan of the space station? Over.
Hi, Mayuki. I think this question was, what is the future plan of the space station? Well, we're living on the space station as sort of a laboratory, a test bed for going farther away from Earth. Here we have quick communication with Earth. If we wanted to go away, we would have a little less communication, a little less frequent. And so we're trying to live up here and see if we could live up here for long periods of space. Of time before we go elsewhere. Over.
This is Haruka. Is the starlit sky the same in space? Over.
Haruka, well, the starlit sky up in space is just the same as Earth, but actually a little bit brighter. We don't have the atmosphere up here blocking or blurring our view, so the stars are very, very bright from up here. And we orbit around the Earth in the southern hemisphere and the northern hemisphere, so we get to see all the stars. Over.
This is Makoto. How much monthly trash is there in space? Over.
Well, that's a good question. I'm not quite sure about that, but usually the Progress vehicle, which is about the size of a Soyuz, if you're familiar, stays up here for about 4 months, and we're able to put all our trash in that. Over.
This is Kyosuke. Do your foods get spoiled in space? Over.
Well, we do get fresh food, raw food, when the Progress comes up, and we try to eat it within the first month because, yeah, it's just going to get old up here. Over.
This is Eriko. What is the hardest to express during the training before going to space? Over.
Hi, Eriko. Well, there's lots of training. We do some for spacewalks, which is difficult because we still have gravity when we're practicing that in the pool, in a very large pool back in Houston. Another hard thing to do is to understand the emergency situations that we have up here. We are a little ship, and so if we have a fire or a depressurization, those are very difficult things to deal with. And so we practice that for training quite a bit. It's a little bit hard to do, but it's very, very good practice. Over.
This is Keiko. Is it true that you will lose your balance after you come back from space? Over.
You lose your balance a little bit because you don't, you're not used to walking around. Okay, Sunny, your signal is getting down. It's very difficult to copy you. Thank you, nice contact from the space, Sunny. The children is very exciting because they have contacted with you. I hope that you success your mission, and I wish you the Japanese module Kibo built into the ISS in the near future. So 73 and good luck. This is 8 November 3 Fox, off from Korea. 73.